Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? A coming-of-age comedy with a difference, in which our superheroine Helen, approaching her 80s, has a young lodger, Rene. Now, Rene's acting career is really beginning to take off, while Helen's adventure as a superheroine, with the help of a couple of Greek goddesses, Artemis and Persephone, is about to literally take off.
Mrs. D, are you listening to the radio?
Sorry, Renee, what was that?
It's on the radio, Mrs. D. That programme that I was interviewed on, it's just about to start.
Oh, right, I'll turn it on. Come on down, we'll listen to it together.
Sounds good.
Hello, I'm Tom Maximan, and this is your Startup for 10, our brand new arts and culture programme, in which we look at young people at the beginning of their careers in the creative arts industry. 10 questions and hopefully 10 answers. Now, today, my guest is Rene Fraser, a young Scotsman who at the age of 17 has found himself cast as the lead in a brand new television series. Now, Rene, welcome to your Startup for 10.
Thank you very much.
And here's your first question. Have you read Kidnapped?
Oh, yes. No, I read it from the school library when I was about 10. And then my uncle Gary, he gave me this copy. So I've still got it.
So my second question is probably a bit redundant. I assume you must have enjoyed it.
I did. I thought it was fun and exciting. It was like a real adventure. I remember when I was playing at being Jacobites with my mates after school. It was great fun.
So, you identified with the rebels?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be Alan Breck Stewart when I grew up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't really until I read it again when I was asked to audition for the programme that I realised, you know, how complex this guy actually is.
So, did that make you change your mind, or did you still want to be him?
Well, not actually be him. I mean, I'm maybe a bit young to play him yet, but I'd love to play him, you know, when I'm older, like.
Now, I understand your girl star, who is playing Alan Breck Stewart in this television series, is Sophia McKinney, the Scottish-Syrian actor who's been making such a big name for himself in his recent performance, Iago, at the Dundee Rep Theatre, for example. He's been quite a revelation, would you say?
Absolutely. He is just phenomenal. I mean, you know, he's done
I'm sorry, Renee.
So
I'll take it upstairs. Don't worry. I'll listen to it on sounds after. Hello, Artemis?
Yes, it's me, Helen. So sorry to interrupt you, but we have something urgent, and it just couldn't wait.
Oh, no, Artemis, no more superpower stuff, please, no.
I can't say just now where we need to meet. Please, Helen, please meet with us, and we will explain. And then you can decide, please.
Oh, all right. Where?
This afternoon, around 3. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I guess so. Where?
In the park. We'll see you there. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please bring Rene with you, if he's free.
Sure, no worries. Later.
What are your plans for the future? What roles would you really like to play?
I have some dream roles that I'd love to play. That, you know, the first one, my dad and then my uncle Gary got me into Taggart. So, you know, if they ever did a reboot or a remake of Taggart, then I'd love to be involved in that. Doctor Who, pretty big at the minute. We've had a few Scottish doctors, you know, Sylvester McCoy, Peter Capaldi, David Tennant, now Shuti Gatwa. So maybe I can be another Scottish doctor. Or someone like that down the line, and do you know what I'd really like to play? I'd really like to play Robert Burns or Robbie Burns if they ever did some kind of
cool adaptation. That would be great. Good on
of his life and his works. Yeah, so I would say yeah, Robbie Burns would be good fun to play.
Artemis, no, just no. It has to stop. You have to make it go away. You just... I can't. I'm not doing anything useful. I can't do anything. I just want my life back.
But you have your life.
It's true, Helen. We never took that away. It's still there. You are living it.
No, Sefi. I'm sorry. But it's not the same. I'm terrified to breathe out. I can't use this blowing things around sort of thing again.
Do you know what I'm good at? If someone stops me in the street and asks for directions, I'm good at looking up Google Maps and pointing them, setting them on their way. Because you would be amazed at the number of people who stop me in the street who don't know how to use Google Maps. So that is what I'm good at. Not good at cleaning up the planet.
No.
How do you mean no? She is so too.
No. There is no way you can clean up the planet and reverse climate change by blowing litter up into the sky. That was Hermes' idea.
Hermes?
Yes, Hermes.
Hermes thought it was a good idea.
Wait, what? You mean it was all just a trick and he did it all for a joke?
I'm afraid you are right, René. At first we thought it might have been Hades, but when it started to go wrong, Hermes offered to help, remember? He organized the dogs to collect the litter safely.
But I was suspicious, and then eventually he admitted it had been his idea.
So I never was the chosen one. All of that was just a piece of nonsense.
No, Helen. That was never a piece of nonsense. You are the chosen one.
I don't get it.
You're not alone, René. I'm the chosen one, but I don't actually have any superpowers to make it worth anyone's while.
That is not true. You do have powers.
Oh, really? What? I don't know. What is it this time? Can I lift heavy lorries with one finger?
No. No.
No, Helen. It's your words. You know how to speak to people. You have wisdom. You know how to fix things. And you tell the truth. That is your superpower.
Really? I always thought it was a bit of a disadvantage, not having a filter.
You have filter. Don't worry about that. But when you speak from your heart, you persuade people. You know how to do that. Without knowing that you're doing it, and that's perfect. That's the perfect superior power. So we say, will you help us to help you?
Helen, we need you to come with us.
Oh, what, now?
Yes, now. It's very important.
We have a job for you.
Oh, again?
What we are talking about won't take long, but it is urgent, so we have to get going.
Where?
It's quite a long way, but it won't take long to get there.
And how do you work that out?
Because we're going to give you a ride.
Oh, do you? What? Oh, do you have an Uber account? Oh, brilliant. Can I get free rides?
No. No, René, not like that. I mean, she's coming with us, the way we gods travel.
Oh, and what does that mean?
Well, Sefi and I will carry you. You will fly like the wind.
What?
Oh, yes. You will enjoy it. You like to travel. See foreign countries, no?
Yes and no.
Don't worry. It's not a long, long-haul flight or even a short-haul flight. You'll be there in minutes. Seconds, maybe. Probably won't even notice you've gone. And then you'll be there.
Am I coming too?
Sorry, René. We have another task for you.
Oh.
This is very important. Once we're gone, you must contact Helen's daughter, Janie, and tell her that Helen is with us. She's absolutely fine, and she will contact her as soon as she gets back. Will you do that for us, please?
Oh, okay. But she'll want to know more than that, you know.
Of course. Tell her. Her mother is going to attend a very important meeting with regard to the climate change working party, and we will be her bodyguards all the way.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Sure, I'll call her.
Well, that's all very well, but what do I do when I get there?
You have to speak to some people. Well, I say people, I mean beings.
Oh, you mean more ancient deities.
Oh, yes. You'll see when you get there. Come on, Seffi. There we go. We make a basket for you in our arms. Just put your arms around our shoulders and hold on. Here we go!
That was Destiny Calls, episode 6 of season 8. Now, in this episode, you heard Christopher McDougall as Renee and Matthew Field as Tom Maximum, with me playing Helen and Artemis and Persephone, having probably way too much fun doing so. Now, I'm sure you've noticed I don't have any adverts in this mini program of short episodes, but still we do need to pay our bills over here in Actorland, so it would be awfully kind if you can spare a dollar or a pound or two to donate either at buymeacoffee.com/amioldyet or maybe even become a subscribing patron on patreon.com/amioldyet. And that way I would be able to share the generous proceeds with the actors who are all, like me, doing it for no financial recompense. And it would be awfully nice to be able to top up our meagre incomes. Shout out to Joanna and Scott, who've already joined us over on patreon.com. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.